Let's return to our phone lines here on Go Ask Your Father. I'm Monsignor Stuart Sweatland, the president of Donnelly College. Let's go to Katie in Wheaton, Illinois. How can I help you?
Hi, Monsignor. Thank you so much for taking my call. I had a question about the Apostles' Creed. And when it says in the Apostles' Creed that Jesus descended into hell and then on the third day rose, I just wondered if there was any background on, do we know what he did while he was in hell? What was he doing in hell? And just, is there any more information on that?
There is. There's the traditional way that the church has understood that part of the creed. So in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you'll see this. There's a whole section on this beginning at 631 in the Catechism, paragraph 631 in the Catechism. But in that section, it reminds us that one of, you know, the most important and frequent affirmation of the New Testament is that Jesus rose from the dead. So the fact that he rose from the dead presupposes, here now I'm quoting from the Catechism, that the crucified one sojourned in the realm of the dead prior to his resurrection. All right. Now, in the understanding of apostolic times, the abode of the dead was in Hebrew, Sheol, and Hades in Greek. And there's this differentiation between the abode of the dead, which is the place that we would now in theology call hell, the state for those who have chosen to separate themselves from God and the things of God. But there was also, as we hear Jesus teaching in his parables, the bosom of Abraham, the place where the souls went that were in friendship with God, who were awaiting the fullness of the gospel and the revelation of the Messiah. And the tradition is, and this is very strong in Eastern Christianity, but it's there in Western Christianity as well, is that Jesus went to the abode of the dead to preach the gospel and raise up the patriarchs and matriarchs, the prophets and the kings and the righteous ones from before his resurrection, before his death on the cross, who lived before the coming of the Messiah. Matter of fact, there's some beautiful icons and iconography in the East of Jesus preaching to all of them and lifting them out of the abode of the dead. And so that's the mystery of Holy Saturday, often is referred to as that time when Jesus dwelt among the righteous dead of old and brought them the fullness of the gospel. In other words, brought them salvation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
thank
it's not
you for answering that question for me.
Yeah, so the tradition is not that he went into the place of the damned, but that he went to the place that is referred to among with other names, one of them being Abraham's bosom. Now, some theologians do other things with that, but I'm giving you the mainstream approach to understanding that teaching of the creed that he descended into hell and on the third day he rose again.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense.
Great. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to the great state of Texas, the Republic, some would say, of Texas. David, how can I help you?
Good afternoon, Father. Happy Holy Week.
It's great to be with you, and I'm glad you said it that way, because it is a time to be in great joy and because of the wonderful mysteries we celebrate.
Amen. Very, very good. Father, question for you. I hear it spoken two different ways, that Jesus hung on the cross for 3 hours and also for 6 hours. And I was wondering if the church has a standard understanding of how long he was on the cross.
Okay, yes, that's a great question. I'll give you my personal theological opinion, and that is, you know, we have Mark's gospel, which seems to imply it was from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Others say from noon to 3. I always was brought up that it was noon to 3, and that was the tradition that I was taught. I think that is the more common one, but it's tough to read Mark's gospel and not think it's 9 to 3. So I think it's an open theological question, but I do think the traditional way is noon to 3, at least In my experience, that was the period that was considered particularly a moment to be, if you will, meditative. Many churches do the Stations of the Cross at noon, and then they do their Good Friday service at 3 because of that. Of course, 3 is the accepted time. It's why it's the Mercy Hour. It's why we do the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 Midwest time. That's the traditional understanding, but you're right. The Gospels don't give us a clear answer to that.
Very good, Father. Thank you so very much. Please keep up the good work.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Sharon in California. How can I help you?
Hi, Father. How are you doing?
Good. We're in our last minute, Sharon, calling. So I wanted to get you in before the call,
okay.
End of the day.
All right. Yesterday, somebody called in about the mega mass or the mega church, and you said that the Catholic Church is a mega church. Can you explain to me? I've never heard of that. What it is?
Well, yes, we're the first church, the church founded by Christ. We have everything Christ intended us to have for our sanctification and salvation. The church founded by Christ subsists in the Catholic Church, and in that sense, we're the first and the only true, full megachurch. So thanks, everybody. God bless you, everybody. May God, the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend on you and remain with you always.